from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Deadline day for McGurk's in Horsham. We are here until 6. It is sponsored by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Ben Davis of NBC Sports Philadelphia is with us until 5. We couldn't get you till 6, huh? Oh, do you have other responsibilities tonight?
No, I just have to go to the Phillies game with my 9-year-old Mickey.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Two of his buddies, yeah. Tomorrow's okay. Mickey's 10th birthday.
Oh, so. Happy birthday, Mickey.
Yeah, so.
Well, you're on a little dad duty tonight.
That's right.
What's he about, 6'3"?
No, he's a big kid.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, he's pretty big for his
age. Is that 9?
He's 9, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's about 5'3", like 130.
Oh, yeah. 130 at 9 years old. That's
yeah, he's a lineman, Ike.
There you go.
He's a lineman.
You know, I've
or first baseman.
Yeah, he does play first.
This segment of the show presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Ben, I know you're sick of me saying this, but I will continue to say it, is that it was unfair to look across at the Tigers and see both Ben and Glenn Davis both would end up being professional baseball players and high draft picks on the same little league team. And then you look over at the manager and you're like, who's the manager? Oh, it's their dad. You know, it just seemed a little unfair.
Well,
you know, you guys were really tall.
We had a good squad. We had a good squad. They were the good old days, weren't they, though? Aston Middletown.
They were. It was a lot of fun, Aston Middletown
fun.
Little League.
Yep.
And I think it was it, I'm trying to think when that team ended up almost at, that team ended up at States and almost in the Little League World Series. Yeah. I think it was maybe 5 years after.
In 88, in 88, I was 11, Glenn was 12. We won the state.
Yep.
We went up to regional up in Bristol, and we were one game shy of Williamsport.
It's unbelievable.
And that's when it was, you know, just 4 teams from the U.S. and 4 international teams. There were only 8 teams that went to Williamsport at the time. We were heartbroken, but it was also single elimination back then. Now it's double all the way through.
Oh, so you would have had a chance.
We would have had a chance. Yeah. Oh, well.
I said, was there a Chris Lewis on that team? I'm trying to remember. There was a kid on the Lions, the team that
Chris
I was.
Chris Moyer. Yes.
Third baseman?
Kipper, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
35 years ago.
Is he going to start calling the show like Andy Boyle?
Andy Boyle. So, Ben, so I told a story once on the air about this kid that punched me out my junior year of high school in front of the disciplinarian's office.
Oof.
So he wasn't a kid who was teased very often, but he was having one very bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the wrong thing to him at the wrong time. One punch, laid me out in front of the disciplinarian's office, had no idea what happened. I told the story on the air. He called.
No way.
He called, said he was sorry, basically. and I obviously had to forgive him. I was very annoying at the time.
Right.
I probably deserved to get punched. And now I hear from him every once in a while. So,
wow.
Shout out to Andy Boyle.
How about it?
Yeah.
So, that was at Episcopal?
It was at Episcopal.
That was right in front of the disciplinarian.
Right. So Mr. Lees was the disciplinarian. And by the way.
That's not a good career choice.
Is that like the principal?
Yes. Okay. At a private school. And by the way, I got accused once. Now, you're talking about a kid at Episcopal, I had 4 friends. I was not a popular kid. And everyone who was doing the drugs, you know, all those kids that were going out into the woods or whatever, having these big parties, I wasn't invited to any of those parties. So disciplinarian calls me into the office once, and he goes, we have it on good information that you're selling drugs.
Yes,
at Episcopal.
Finally.
So, like, I just wanted to be like, none of the kids who have any of the drugs will even hang out with me, much less me selling drugs to anybody. So I'm like, I've never even seen drugs. I don't even know. And he was like, I was like, what evidence do you have of this? And he goes, we heard you saying Steve has hot stuff. And I was like, he has baseball cards. Mr. Lees, he's selling baseball cards. I'm selling baseball cards, not drugs.
Right.
We're talking about baseball cards. Didn't believe me. Then somebody saw me with an inhaler because I had an inhaler. I was not selling drugs.
What is going on over there at your school, man?
Dude,
with you, man?
That's not why I don't.
Seriously, man.
That's why I don't donate.
People do accuse you of being a drug dealer.
I know.
Multiple times.
I know. I've never sold drugs.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yep. So my official prediction, and I
feels good not being the one accused of selling drugs, right? Too. I'm sitting in the catbird seat. You know what I'm saying?
Have never sold like a drug.
Felt like I need to put that out there.
Have never sold a drug. Never done any real drugs. Anyway.
Well.
Oh, come on.
The gummy is real.
It's not real. It's legal. It's legal now. I've never done any.
A lot of legal drugs out there.
Well, I've never. Okay, I'm not doing the drug thing.
Caffeine's a legal drug.
Yes, it is. And I see you guys with the caffeine all the time.
I'm a caffeine's man.
All right.
I had some earlier.
Caffeine's we have man. 1 hour and 54 minutes.
Until
the deadline.
Until death. Until they do nothing, yes.
My official prediction is that the Phillies make a significant deal. I think the lack of rumors and the sort of. The multiple teams in the bidding have created a market that makes it hard to get a deal done early. I think there are going to be a flurry of deals done in the 5 o'clock hour. I think we will get a significant reliever, and I think we will get a bench bat. That is my prediction for 6 p.m. Ben, your prediction for prior to 6.
I think they get another bat.
Bat over arm.
Yeah, I think the Estevez trade is going to be prove dividends, and I think they just need another bat. So I think that's where Dave Dombrowski goes.
Ike?
Yeah, I really don't think they're going to do anything over the next 2 hours.
You're going to crush Fritz over there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, we're all sitting here hoping that they make a move, a significant move anyway, to improve this roster. I just think there isn't enough of a buyer's market out there for Dave Dombrowski to step out there. Like, if he wanted to step out there and get his guy, I believe he would have already done it. So if he's sitting around waiting for the market to drop on a guy, it may happen, it may not. But how many other GMs are also doing the same thing?
You're right. But
that's what I'm saying. If he wanted somebody bad enough, he would just go get the guy.
I want the aggressive version of him.
Yeah.
You know?
And this doesn't seem like the aggressive version. This seems like the smart GM version that if we can get a guy at our price, we'll do it, but we're not about to overextend ourselves.
The longest view in the room. We got to worry about 3 years from now as much as we got to worry about now.
Yep.
Jack, are you still holding out hope?
I'm going to just say I don't think they get anyone, so that if they get someone, I'm happy.
Talk yourself into it.
Yeah, he's over there doing all type of coping mechanisms.
No one's better at coping.
Mind tricks on himself.
Yes.
Well, no one's better at trying to cope. I don't know that you actually cope all that well.
You're right.
I love the spite won't allow you to cope either.
You can't even let me off the hook a little bit. Yeah, he knows I'm an emotional on the sleevesman.
I know. You are an emotional on the sleevesman, but that's why we need you. The show needs emotion.
Mm-mm.
That's why I got to draw it out of you.
Mm-mm.
You know, Marx is just letting you hit the drops. Nah.
I got to work.
I need you to say stuff over here, buddy. I need you to fight with me every once in a while. I live on this. David in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Like, someone needs David? To pour a glass of water on you because you're on fire.
Wow.
Whoa.
You are tearing it up today, man. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. This is great because I am so freaking miserable over this trade deadline. It's insane. They sent me home early from work because I'm so just hard to deal with right now.
That's a good way to get out of work. Did that really happen?
That was a good idea.
Yes, it really happened.
You're so mad about the Phillies deadline, you had to leave?
Yes. Yeah, that's
Jack, I mean, that's amazing.
Jack, he's got you beat.
That's amazing.
And I'm up in my room right now with the dog because nobody will talk to me, you know, because I am so freaking miserable. And, you know, and I can't fault him because with the pickup of Hayes, he addressed the outfield. With the Estevez, he addressed the bullpen, you know, which is, you know, they were positions of need. So he did do something, but he just hasn't done enough. You know, just do a little bit. Give me Roberts Jr. and I will be ecstatic. I'll come out of my room, I'll go to work and be a good employee, you know, and I'll volunteer Jack to quit the show if they pick up Robert Jr. How's that?
So two things, David. First of all, you are Jack's idol, because Jack would love to get would love to be so distraught by the trade deadline that he gets sent home. Instead, he's so distraught by the trade deadline that we make him stay here all day and all night. Yeah.
Yes.
So there's no escape for Jack.
Yeah.
But the point I want to make about Dombrowski, and you talking about wanting him to go get Luis Robert, and I want to be clear about this, is that I would feel the exact same way, if not more, if the Phillies were still playing well right now. You know, like, this is not... When I say that I think they need to make moves, it isn't about saving the Phillies, because there is no move that they can make that is going to have as big an impression on the four starters they already have and the seven or eight guys that we assume are in the lineup. That is who is going to win them or lose them the World Series. My point now has nothing to do with them playing bad for 2 months. It has to do with the fact that they did play the way they did for the first 2 months. My opinion on the trade deadline has more to do with the fact that I believe they are a really good team who can separate themselves from a lot of other really good teams, more than I want them to go trade for somebody and save the season. Having Luis Robert hit fifth, and then, you know, or hit fourth and move Alec Bohm to fifth, that's not saving the season. That's not, you know, turning them from a 95-win team to a 107-win team. The reason I want them to make a splash is because I saw a 100-win team in there, and I see a lot of other teams that are about the same level. You know, I don't think they are a standard deviation above the Dodgers or above the, you know, the Brewers or above the Orioles or above the Yankees. I think they're all in that same area. But that provides the opportunity to make a difference, provides an opportunity to get a guy who can make you better than those teams. And that's why I think it's so important, David.
Exactly. And, I mean, if they were playing well right now, like they were playing before the All-Star break, I'd have been like, yeah, you know, they got an outfielder, they got an arm. All right, let's go. Let's run with it. But I'm having flashbacks of the last 2 years where they came up short where they shouldn't have, and it just makes your head explode, because it's like they could be so much better, they should be so much better, and yet they don't know how to play baseball. If you watch, you know, Cleveland, or, you know, when they were here, they found different ways to win. This team, you know, they just swing for the fences, and, you know, when it works, it's great, but when it doesn't work, you got to find other ways to win, and they just seem so hyper-focused on this, you know, hit home runs, win the, you know, it's infuriating, and, you know, it gets me sent home from work. How great is that? I'm not getting paid.
Appreciate
whatever. I thought you were still getting paid. If you're not getting paid, you shouldn't.
No,
that was the wrong move. Yeah, I appreciate the call, David.
Yeah,
you know, I
thought he was still getting paid. Yeah, you're not getting paid, and it's not that important.
Yeah, probably. It was a good move for them too.
Yes, exactly.
Saved a couple of bucks.
There you go.
You know, an employee that wasn't that efficient.
It wasn't efficient. Yeah.
You know, he was just sitting on Twitter the whole time.
Yes.
Like, just waiting for some kind of move.
Yeah, I think the Phillies have an opportunity here. And I, you know, the point he made, Ben, the point he made about the Guardians, I think they came here at a time when the Phillies were playing their worst fundamental baseball. But it was sort of stunning to see a team that goes out there and, quote unquote, you know, does the right things, you know, moves base runners along, plays good defense, all those sorts of things, as we are, you know, looking like the first time we ever had a rundown and closing their eyes and swinging for the fences. I think looking at a team like that, actually even more so than the Yankees, looking at a team like that, because the Phillies could do what the Guardians were doing. Those sort of fundamental things that they're not doing are things that they can accomplish.
I'm not going to lie. It was refreshing to watch. I know the Phillies lost 2 out of 3, which we didn't want. But that game Friday night, they had 2 bunt for hits. They moved guys. They took advantage of the opposing team's deficiencies. And their bullpen was phenomenal. I mean, they have the best bullpen in the
American League.
Well,
their bullpen's insane.
But it was refreshing to watch. They stole bases. You know, you look at Jose Ramirez, their third baseman. I mean, that guy, he's in my top 3 favorite players in baseball right now. I mean, that guy does it all. Switch hitter, plays good D, steals bases. You know, but they feel it's incumbent upon themselves to play that way because they know they don't have the big boppers, so they find ways.
And by the way, you can see it almost immediately. I saw that team play the Yankees 2 years ago when they were even younger than they are now in the playoffs. And you could see it then. You could see the seeds of it then because you know it's cultural and organizational. Mm-hmm. Even Kwan, like watching that guy, you can watch him have one at bat and one day in the field and you're like, oh my God, that guy, like he's a ball player, but he is doing all the right things. It's sort of the way I felt Stott has not had a good year, but watching Stott, he is like one of those sort of
very headsy player.
But yep. When you see a whole team of those guys doing it the right way, it almost makes you jealous.
Yeah.
You know, you see the Yankees, you get jealous because here are guys that are 6'7", 265 pounds, like, you know, full of muscle, hitting the ball 500 feet. But then you see the Guardians going in there and just doing it the right way. And it's mm-hmm. frustrating when the Phillies were out there looking like the Bad News Bears at the same time.
Yeah. Quick story on Judge. I was in camp with the Yankees for a couple of years. And a few years ago in spring training, they still had a couple of the trainers there, support staff, whatever. So in spring training, I went over to their clubhouse, and I'm walking down in the training room, and I just glanced to my left, and Judge was over there. He had taken his shirt off, so his back was towards me. And I just stopped, and I looked at him. I'm like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He had like 357 muscles in his back.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy makes Stanton look small.
And Stan's a monster.
Yeah. And just watching what Judge can do, I mean, I guess he's the best player in baseball right now, isn't he?
He's certainly the most feared slugger in baseball.
What's he got, 38 homers and 99 RBIs? It's still July.
Yeah. Well, and he plays the field unlike
I still can't believe he's a center fielder.
Dude, yes. He is.
And he's a good center fielder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Bobby Witt's had an insane year for
the
Royals.
Insane. But as good as Witt years haven't, it's Judge.
I mean, Judge's OPS is 1,200.
I know.
Yeah. He has 39 home runs and 100 RBIs.
So I knew he was having a good year.
It's a joke.
I didn't look at his numbers really until
ridiculous.
Like 38 and 100, basically, on July 30th.
If he didn't play another game, he'd still get the MVP the rest of the year. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Here comes the Judge.
I forget what the Yankees do an event every year for Yankees charities, and one of the years I got invited to it. It was the first time that it was close to the players. People walked by me, and that was when I saw Judge and I saw Stanton. All those, you look at those guys.
Yeah.
They look the way that you expect professional athletes to look when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, but when you're a grown
up, you're like, what the hell?
It's like all men are not created equally.
Dude, the Judge is a monster.
I'm always caught off guard with baseball players. Because with basketball players, I expect guys to all be tall. Mm-hmm. Even the point guard, like a Steph Curry, is 6'3".
Right.
So I'm kind of used to those guys. And I'm certainly used to football players being big. But baseball players come in so many different sizes and shapes. I'm always shocked when I see the actual big guys that look like, you know, he can play football. Like, yeah, he looks like a tight end or a defensive end or a linebacker. When I see those guys in baseball, I'm always taken aback by that. And just, I mean, I'm telling you, Jack and I, we were looking at them yesterday. And
the guy throwing BP.
And they had a pitching coach out there throwing BP to Stanton. He's bigger than every linebacker we have right now on the Eagles. Without question, he's bigger than every linebacker we have on the Eagles right now.
Yep.
I'm like, what are these guys eating?
Yeah.
A lot of protein.
Yep. What are these guys eating, man? It's like having 25 Ben Davises out there, man.
Oh, no. Maybe back in the day, but not anymore.
Gary and Vineland. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, you know, on a map, Vineland is in New Jersey, and it's southern. Like, it's on, like, if you look in the...
I'm aware.
Talk to them, Gary. Hey, they've been talking down on Vineland.
No!
Does it pass the eye test?
No. Look, Gary,
But I thought we weren't allowed... I thought you guys weren't allowed to, like bash your sponsors. Vineland is now a WIP sponsor. They're running
Vineland. Vineland is? Like, the town of Vineland? Well, I wasn't bashing them.
Well, you said they were in Maryland.
Matt.
No,
Gary.
We clean our crabs.
I was not bashing. I was just saying, would you call Atlantic City South Jersey?
Yeah, it's South.
Yes.
I live here.
No.
It's the Jersey Shore.
You wouldn't call it. My point is that South Jersey when people say South Jersey, they're talking about Marlton, Deptford, Cherry Hill. They're not talking about Vineland.
Sweetsboro.
They're not talking about Vineland. That's all I'm saying. It's not an insult.
That's closer to Central as hell.
I'm just saying. It's very far away. Look.
Hold him accountable, Gary.
I like it, Gary. We're all attached, brother. We're attached, man.
I'm not ripping.
We're pro-Vineland.
Just like when I said Villanova and Radnor and Wayne are not Delco. I know they're in Delaware County. I'm not ripping those places. They just, they're not Delco. It's just like Vineland's not South Jersey. That's all.
But the difference is if you go to somebody from Villanova and say, are you from Delco? They'd say absolutely not.
Except for the ones that call up to the radio station very bad when I say it's not Delco. Yeah, they exist, trust me. You know, like Villanova. Villanova people want to be Philadelphia, South Philly, or they want to be Villanova people want to be Mainline, Philadelphia, and Delco all at the same time. You got to pick one. You're not Philly. You're not Delco. You're the Mainline. Just take it. It is what it is. Nothing wrong with being in the Mainline. I went to school in the Mainline. It's fine. It's just not Philadelphia. It's not Delco. Anyway, Phillies. What's going on, Gary? They say I'm not from here. I'm friggin' from here. All right. What's up, Garrett? What's up about the Phillies?
I don't know what Ben thinks about this, but do you think that they got that lead, they proved that they could beat the Dodgers, and then they went on cruise control? I mean, it's like they're in that funk that they put themselves in.
Yeah, I don't know if it's cruise control. I don't know if they took their foot off the gas. I just think it's a couple of the approaches have changed at home plate. And guys in the starting pitching, I think a couple guys have gotten a little tired. And they're starting to elevate the ball, and other teams are taking advantage. And they have been playing some pretty good ball clubs. That's the bottom line. And, you know, you look at the approach last night, Luis Gil, that guy's about as nasty as anybody in the league. I was not expecting an offensive outburst by the Phillies by any means last night because Hill is that good. But, we'll see how they do tonight. They get, obviously, dodging the cold bullet. He's not starting tonight, so we'll see.
Let's hope we get
But I don't think they got complacent. Yeah, I don't think they got complacent. I think they just, are in a bad stretch right now. That's all.
Thank you for the call, Gary. And for all of Vineland, salutes you.
For sticking up to the man. Yep.
Look, these are the things that you got to know if you're from around here. You got to know that Vineland isn't what we mean when we say South Jersey. You got to know that Villanova isn't what we mean when we say Delco.
Well, hold on.
What?
As the only South Jersey resident here.
Yeah, you don't consider Vineland South Jersey.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Oh, you're just kissing up to him.
Of course I am. I take care of all of South Jersey. We're all included.
You are so your foxhole status is in question,
Hey,
too.
Man, listen, I got a lot of people over there in South Jersey
that
I connect with.
You have no trouble throwing your neighbors under the bus, though.
Because I never name which ones I'm actually throwing under the bus.
Dogs, bad fireworks, not cleaning up after the dogs. You told me
And by the way,
yeah,
accountability, a lot of that has changed.
Since you mentioned it?
Yeah. Accountability wins once again.
Yeah. They know I'm peeking out the window out there.
Yep. All right, we are 1 hour and 37 minutes away from the trade deadline.
E-A-G-L.
Can we do one here?
Not the Eagles' chance.
Do it?
Better make a move.
There we go.
Better make a move. Yeah. You hear that, Dave?
That's what you're going to get.
You hear that, Dave?
I tell you, all it took was for Spike to put out the E. It slowly got bigger.
I learned it from you, Jack. I learned it from watching
you. That is awesome.
We're at McGurk's in Horsham for Deadline Day, sponsored by the great Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Buck off. Surfsides all day long here at McGurk's.
I thought you were telling them to buck off. And
No. A buck off.
I know. I thought the same thing. Like, what?
Said that fast.
A dollar off. Ben Davis from NBC Sports Philly is with us until 5. We're here until 6. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ben Davis is with us until 5 because it is deadline day. McGurk's in Horsham. We are here all the way up until the deadline at 6 o'clock. Of course, all day today is sponsored by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. I go to Jack Fritz at the deadline day news update desk. We have a big trade.
Not for the Phillies. Never for the Phillies.
All right.
The Padres are acquiring closer Tanner Scott.
That's who I wanted.
That'd have been a good one, man.
Yeah. Would have loved Tanner Scott.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Ben. Are you disheartened? Well, Ben, you were saying outfield. You were saying a bat.
Yeah,
anyway.
But I wouldn't have turned him down. That's for sure. You know what's crazy is all these Marlins are getting traded, and none of them, they have one of the worst records in baseball, but yet they're all getting traded.
Yeah.
Right. How good could they be? It reminded me at one point where we were talking about getting all, the Giants' best players.
Yeah, all the Giants players.
Yeah, and then we're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The Giants won 5 games.
Giants have been one of the worst ran organizations the last 5 years. But to your point, isn't that kind of what the White Sox, right?
Right. Yeah.
They're kind of in that same sort of boat.
Yep. Now, it takes more good players on baseball to be good than, football, I guess, is the same way. You could have good players on a football team and not be a good team.
Oh, yeah, not be a good team.
Same
with
baseball. Yeah. So, Jack, the cost for, do we know yet the cost for Scott?
No, but given what the reliever market is right now, it's probably going to be a pretty hefty price.
Well, yeah.
Is he pretty good?
He's really good.
He's really good. Yeah, his ERA is like in the 1.4s.
Yeah. Sort of, and he was good last year, too. Tanner Scott was.
Yeah,
he was good. So he's good. There's a record.
And now the back end of their bullpen, they have Jason Adam, who is pretty sick. They have Robert Suarez, who's maybe the best reliever in baseball this year, and Tanner Scott. Like, that's a pretty locked down 1-2-3.
That's a six-inning game.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm going to put that back on you. Like, why isn't that us doing that?
I don't know. We got to
see. When I keep hearing about the cost of everything being high, but then I see other teams making those deals, I think to myself, why do they think the cost isn't too high?
Well, what's frustrating is, like, all right, they probably can't go get a big bat right now, right? I mean, they're like getting Luis Robert right now seems like a pipe dream. They're probably not going to pay for a starter, so you might as well just try to build up the most souped up bullpen you can.
Yeah, but they haven't done that.
I know, that's what
I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So
that's disappointing.
It's all disappointing, yeah.
So I'll tell you one person who's not disappointed. That is Rob Thompson. This is from Jeff Kerr. CBS reporter. Rob Thompson says he's not really anticipating anything for the trade deadline between now and 6 o'clock. Quote, if there is something, it might be a small thing. Nothing has come across my desk. I love this club. I love the group. Talent's here. Makeup is here. I love everything. Hold on. I love everything about it. Now, I got to be honest with you. I don't take much of that to heart. He should say that. There is a chance that they don't make a trade, and the team has to know that he believes in them and that they believe in him. I don't think that they benefit at all from Rob Thompson saying publicly, I think we need a bat. Do you know what I mean?
I do. And Ben, correct me if I'm wrong. I should let you go ahead and get in there first on it. But this is the way I look at that, Spike. I don't know, obviously, because we're not in the clubhouse, I don't know how this affects guys in the clubhouse, the trade deadline. So Rob Thompson coming out and saying prior to the trade deadline, as they get prepared for tonight's game, to me, he's reassuring the guys in his clubhouse, you're going to be here. You don't have to worry about it. No one's getting traded, as far as I know. Because he could have very easily have said, listen, Dave Dombrowski is up there working hard. I don't know what's going to happen. If there's something that happens, I'll find out when you guys find out.
Right.
But to go out there and make a statement that nothing is going to happen, I think that is a statement to his players that you can relax. No one's getting traded. Let's focus on winning this game tonight.
Yeah, you're good to go. And the last thing you want, especially the way the Phillies have been playing lately, is for any of these players to be looking over their shoulder.
Sure.
You know, that's the last thing you want to, like, oh, my gosh, you know, am I going to keep playing? Am I going to be out the door here? Like, what is going on? But that is one thing that Topper does. He instills confidence in his players. That's why they love him so much.
And I understand they could just trade prospects, which wouldn't affect most of the guys in the clubhouse.
But it affects their playing time.
Exactly. Right. We don't know how it would affect them. So I haven't been in that position, obviously, but I can only imagine when trade rumors are swirling around your club and everybody wants the club to make a move and the team isn't playing well, that bottom portion of the roster isn't comfortable every day waking up, going to the ballpark, not knowing that this could be the end of it, especially when you're on a team like the Phillies where I'm pretty sure these guys enjoy being around each other. It's a first-place team. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about the World Series. So none of these guys want to be traded. Hell, it was the Angels reliever that talked about how excited he was to come here.
Heck yeah.
And was going to have a chance to win. Now imagine being a player on the team in fear of getting traded when you're on a team that could be a World Series team.
Well, and not for nothing, Rob Thompson gets paid. This is why.
This is what he does, yeah.
This is why you don't have the manager being the general manager, and this is why you should not, in most cases, have the coach be the general manager. Because those are two different jobs with two different goals. Now, the goal ultimately for both of them is to win, but the goal for the manager is to win tonight, to win this game and manage that. And I'm sure that Rob Thompson is interested in the trade deadline, is concerned about it, but he has to win a baseball game tonight.
Right.
And he manages a baseball team that got their doors blown off last night at home by the Yankees, and he has to get there. He needs to win this game tonight.
He doesn't want to lose another series.
No, of course not.
So he has to win this game tonight.
And also, Rob Thompson and him saying, you say, oh, it's just lip service. I genuinely believe that he believes that in his heart of hearts.
Yeah.
He believes that they're good enough to win.
I believe he believes that they're good enough to win.
Yes.
I don't know if he believes that there's not going to be a trade or not, but I do believe that he is comfortable going to war with the team he has now.
He should be. Yes.
He has to be.
Yes.
They've won a lot of games.
Yep.
They've been there. They've won games this year. They have a giant payroll. All accounts are a good clubhouse, a good culture. If you can't win here now, but that's not the attitude that I want Dave Dombrowski.
Right, the general manager is different. Yeah,
I want Dave Dombrowski to say, "Okay, fine. I'm glad that you're happy with this, but I have an opportunity to make it better and give you a chance to win." But I'm glad that that's how Thompson feels, and Dave Dombrowski should approach that, I think, from a different perspective. Andy in Deptford, you're on WIP.
Yo,
what's up, Andy?
What up, fellas? How we doing?
What's up, man?
We hot, baby.
Yo, I had to call when you started talking South Jersey, because you know what I'm
there
saying?
There he is.
I think I'm a glorified South Jersey representative on the airwaves.
Like the mayor. Right? Yeah, you're like the mayor over there.
I'll give you that.
Well, here's the deal with Jersey overall. It's definitely regionalized, right? You got the South, got the Southern region, best part of the state. I mean, we got all the best components. We got the Jersey Shore, right? We're closest to the greatest teams, the Eagles, the Sixers, the Flyers, and the Phillies. I mean, come on now, right? So I think South Jersey represents Cape May County all the way up to the cusp of Burlington, like Bordentown. Once you get into, like, Trenton area, you know what I'm saying, Mercer County, that's Central Jersey. So I would say Central to, like, Middlesex County, that's Central. Everything up top, that's all North Jersey.
But, yeah, you know, I would say Trenton. I mentioned Princeton. That's wrong. Trenton is a good line between.
Not far. Aren't they kind of close?
Yeah, well, no, Trenton's closer. Like, okay. Princeton's another 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know why, in my opinion, Trenton is centralized? Because you got Philly fans and you got New York fans, both in Trenton. Like if you were to get cable services in the Trenton area, you'd get both teams. You get Giants games, you get Eagles games.
I would agree with that.
You get Philly games.
Yep, I would agree. Yep,
I think anything above Trenton
is certainly central. You know, absolutely,
yeah.
I agree.
And yep. then anything north of Trenton is North Jersey. That's when you get that more of a New York swag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Jersey City, Patterson. All that area.
I can't believe we're going to do this, but I don't think Jersey City and like Trenton are not this, and Scotch Plains are not the same thing. I don't think North starts at Trenton. Actually, I think it starts a little north of there.
Trenton is central. North is past like New Brunswick.
Yes. I would agree.
Past New Brunswick, that's all North Jersey.
I would agree.
That's a quick breakdown for all you Philly people out there. You know what I'm saying? Jersey reps too. South Jersey reps heavy.
Yeah. I'll consider it. I may change my position on Vineland, being South Jersey.
By the way, I'm an official South Jersey.
Well, here's the deal with Vineland.
As I've lived there longer than where I was actually raised.
But you're a people pleaser, and I cannot trust. You changed Mount Rushmore's on Mount Rushmore week.
All right, that was a moment of weakness.
It's a lot of moments.
It was not
a week of weakness.
It was a whole week.
Like, here's the deal with Vineland, though. That's like Cumberland County. That's like South Carolina type Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's what I'm trying to say.
What I'm trying to say is
nobody thinks of that when they think of South Jersey. South.
Cumberland County is more like the country bumpkins of South Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
In Gloucester, Burlington, Camden County, we're more up to speed with things. Let's just kind of leave it at that. You know what I mean?
How about the Phillies?
As far as with the Phillies go, I guess my biggest concern with them, and I'm sure you guys probably touched on this, like, did the team peak too early? Or are they playing their best ball first half of the season? Because, I mean, you look at all these other teams, the Mets, you know, they're starting to peak. You got to watch out for the Brewers. I mean, like, everybody's talking about making trades. Our big horses need to carry this team. The Harpers, the Shorebirds, them need to be the guys carrying the team. Not some mercenary that we bring in here to try and beef up the roster. Like, if we're going to win, it's going to be with them big horses carrying us. And Ranger's got to get his swag back. But, like, I don't foresee a mercenary coming in, you know what I'm saying, taking us where we got to go. I think we got the pieces. They just got to perform. They got to play up to them contracts that they're getting paid.
I like it.
I agree.
Welcome back, Andy.
I agree.
Welcome back.
And
if they start to get back into form, it's like adding this, like getting additions. Like Ike was saying in the commercial break, last year when Trey Turner turned it on, they got a whole new player.
Yep.
So
that was certainly like acquiring a new guy.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about the peak too early, because it happened in the division 2 years ago. The Mets ended up winning 100 games. I think they were 10 games up in the middle of the summer at one point, the Mets were. And then one Sal Licata of WFAN jinxed them and went away.
But, and thankfully, he did it again.
Yeah, he did it again. But they won. They won after that. So the Mets are up 10. They end up winning 100 games. They lose the division to the Braves. They end up losing in the first round of the playoffs. I still think there's enough time for a team. The Phillies were so good so early that they could almost peak twice, I think. But Ben, peaking early is a real thing, right? I mean, that happens.
It does happen, but I'm telling you, this team is built to win right now, and I just think they're going through a tough spot. And again, I'm glad they're getting it the heck out of their system now, because I firmly believe, I have a ton of faith in these guys, and not just one or two guys. It's the whole team that they will right the ship. They will fix this. They will fix it.
Well, they're due. They can't hit like this forever.
Correct.
You know, that part of it is. And then yesterday was a bad combination of not really hitting, and also Zach Wheeler having a really, like, un-Zach Wheeler. I've seen Zach Wheeler struggle before. I've never seen him bat it around like he was yesterday.
Yeah, it was tough. It took me back to the Orioles game earlier in the season where he gave up 8 earned runs and 4 homers in that one game. It was just, you just don't expect it. Like, I expect the guy to go 9 innings with 10 strikeouts every time he pitches. He's that good.
To be honest with you, and I don't want to put this out into the universe, but it was so bad that I'm like, oh no, do we get the notification tomorrow that he's on the IL with back tightness or something after a game like that? Like, it was so unlike him that, because he usually,
I think that first one shell shocked him.
The Judge home run?
Yeah.
Shell shocked me.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if he got all that one.
Yeah.
And it was like halfway into the left field stand.
Yeah.
He felt like Ike when Ike saw the Yankees. Zach Wheeler was like, oh my God, that guy is really, really big.
He's pretty big.
Yeah. Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
You guys are killing me over here.
Sorry. In a good way or a bad way?
Jack, Ben. Yeah, good way. Good way.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, of course. I love you guys. Let's talk about South Jersey for for a hot second.
Yeah, that's the show. Yeah, sometimes it goes down paths we're not planning on. Yep.
Hey, I'm a vegetarian. I think you're vegan. Are you vegan?
I'm vegan. Yes.
He's a hero.
I'm not. I don't do it to be a hero. I don't even talk about it unless you guys talk about it.
Hey,
we certainly got the right guy on the show with us right now to be a vegan.
I'm with you on that.
By the way, we can go that way. It's like, but go ahead.
How much meat this man?
Oh man, Ben Davis is a meat man.
I almost had a vegetable today. Almost.
We know. Don't paint us in a corner as veggies, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's what Kenny tried to do earlier. Yep.
Don't ever. Yeah. Well, you took Kenny to the woodshed.
Yeah, poor Kenny. He's a nice guy.
Well, I warned Ike yesterday when Ike started when Ike and Jack started making fun of what I ate. I was like, "You guys want to hear about factory farms?"
All we wanted to know was what you grill, and it turned into
it wasn't what I grill. It was what I eat.
It was what you cook.
Doesn't matter.
Yes,
it should have been a very simple answer. What's your go-to meal? And it turned into almost a meltdown conversation about food.
No, it was everything.
What you grill, it's how you kill it.
Yeah, it was.
Oh God!
Yeah. All right.
It was very clear. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Phil's got to make a move.
You and I are on the same team when it comes to veggies.
All right. Okay.
Let me just tell you, keep South Jersey out your mouth.
All right.
Oh, okay. There we go. There we go.
Get him, veggie.
I am positive about South Jersey. I like South Jersey.
Andy from Bedford didn't go there, but I'm not going to go there either. And listen. If you're
you
from
just
South
to warn
Jersey,
him.
You know. Vineland's part of South Jersey. You take a line from Toms River, and you go west.
I love talk radio. I love it.
Go west, young man. Go west.
Pat,
and that's South Jersey.
When people are saying South Jersey, they're talking about Vineland.
Yeah, Vineland's part of South
Jersey.
It's part
of our tribe, man.
Nah, it's the Villanova.
Yeah, is Mike Trout not from South Jersey?
Yes!
I try to tell everyone from here.
Come on now.
That dude is more from Maryland than he is from Philadelphia.
Oh, give me a...
It's just true. It's true.
Mike Trout would not stand for that, man.
Well, of course. Ooh. He had opportunity to be here. He'd rather be a loser with the Angels and be able to go to enough Eagles games every year because he knows he won't be in the playoffs. That guy.
You're killing me. You're killing me. We got the vegetarians got to stick together.
Yep.
The Tanner.
Meanwhile, hold on a sec, Pat.
Oh God!
No. You saw the way that Estevez reacted when he could go to a winning team, right? He was with the California Angels. Couldn't leave fast enough. Meanwhile, you give the best player of all time a chance to leave, and he's like, "No, I'd rather play for a team that nobody knows about, nobody cares about, is an hour away from Los Angeles, like." I'm just saying, I have to question a guy like
that. Have you been to that stadium, Mike?
I have, and it takes at least an hour and 20 minutes to get there. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the middle of nowhere.
Of course. Unless you're Mike Trout and you can take your own helicopter and do whatever you want, you're going to celebrate getting out of there.
So what do you think they should do? What do you think? Enough geography from us. What do you think they should do? 5-6.
Ben actually changed my mind.
Wow.
So I've been calling for weeks. Is Ben still there?
He's here.
So I've been calling for weeks about trading the farm, and the way you talked about Painter changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'll be okay. I'll be okay if they don't trade the farm for a big bat or a big arm. Let's stand pat.
Wow.
He's different. I'm telling you, he's different.
Wow, Ben Davis talking you out of it.
So I was a little surprised Jack wasn't more against trading.
Thank you for the call,
trading
Pat.
Andrew Painter. He loves the everyday player a lot more.
This is how
he's more of a Miller guy than he is a Painter guy.
This is how you know
I'm a Miller Lightman.
This is how you know Jack is shook. When he's willing to trade those two guys, that's how you know.
Yeah, no, I think Painter is a chancy special. I agree with Ben. Like, you see the stuff at Pops. It's just we've seen a lot of these top pitching prospects. You know, they do get hurt. They can't come back. And if there's a chance to, again, it was more of the Crochet-Robert, like, combo pack. Like, that's 3 years of control for both those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty big move and where I would consider moving Painter. But I don't know.
The Twitter question, I have a new one, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, support local business. Mark's Jewelers locations in and Mount Laurel, marks-jewelers.com. Do you think the Phillies will make a significant deal by 6 p.m.? 88% say no. 12% say yes.
Vibes are high.
Vibes are high.
Well, everybody's just telling me to relax. I guess everybody's perfectly fine.
Got 68 minutes remaining.
Long yeah. season.
I'm not sure everybody's happy about that, but I think...
No, Ike, it's a long season. This thing happens. No. Best team in baseball.
No.
Jack over there just sulking.
Yeah. The best team in baseball.
What do you mean to do, Ben? What do you mean they're taking everything from me?
I just don't feel like they are going to make a move.
Best team in baseball.
So I've sort of prepared myself.
Yep.
All right.
It's called coping, Spike.
Yep. Well, we have 1 hour and 8 minutes of coping left, as we will be at McGurk's in Horsham for Deadline Day until 6, sponsored by Surfside Ice and Vodka. Ben Davis, I thank you for your presence. Ben Davis of NBC Sports
thank
Philly.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stick around for top five at five.
Are you doing the top five? Are you doing it? Yeah.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
I got to stay around for it.
Okay.
Well, then, Ben. And
we got to get your review of the top five to five, too.
Uh-huh. And I will hint at this, even though we're not supposed to talk about it yet. We are going to do something very special with Delaware County next month. And we're going to have to get Ben to one of those as a real Delco.
As a real Delco man.
I would love it.
Delco's man. We were talking about potentially going to the field where we played Little League.
Yeah.
We might have to do that.
Well, because we need Ben there because you don't really have the Delco accent.
I do not.
Like, Ben at least has it still.
Yeah, and Ben can turn it on when he needs to.
When he needs to.
Yeah, there it is. When he needs to. But I might need to get all of my in-laws there.
Yeah,
I might need to get fans of Philly Joe.
When did you lose your Delco accent? You're right.
When I went to Syracuse. Oh, so right. When I went to Syracuse my sophomore year, I went to USC my freshman year. Then I transferred to Syracuse, and I was in that journalism, like, major or whatever. And we had
That's why you cleaned it up.
Well, no, I didn't even know I had one. And we went to a radio reporting class, and I listened to myself for the first time ever. And I heard everybody else that was not from where I was from. And I was like, ooh, I better do something about this. So it is stayed. Now, I think being on WIP may... Yeah. I think it may come
bring
back.
It back.
Yeah, I think it may come back. So
imagine having a Midwestern twang.
Oh, yeah.
Like theater, when you say theater.
And you know what? They don't call soda.
They call pop.
Pop or Coke.
Coke.
I know a guy from Indiana called everything a Coke. He was like, what kind of Coke do you want?
Right.
Like, what are you talking
Even if
about?
It's a different flavor.
Even if it's a Sprite, it's a Coke.
Yeah.
It's a Coke. So, yep. All right. Ben with us for the top five at five, which is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.